Hi there! Welcome to a very special episode of the Chic Magazine podcast, part of a new Chic at Home series. We'll be speaking to thought leaders, shapers, and influencers from various fields around the continent on how the COVID-19 outbreak has affected their lives and work, some episodes of which will be hosted by our very own editor-in-chief, Simi Esiri. Happy listening!
Have South African celebrity chef Lana Maseko with us.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Very good, thanks. Staying home and trying to stay safe, you know?
Fantastic. How's South Africa right now?
South Africa's going into winter, but it's great, you know. It's an interesting time to live anyway, I guess. I travel everywhere around the world cooking and doing just some amazing stuff. So to be input and inland for so long is very different for me. But, you know, I love a good challenge. I love, I appreciate things changing, you know. It's helped me, or it's allowing me to tap into parts of my mind and willpower that I never even knew existed. But here we are.
I know. So tell us, what part of your life has been most affected by the lockdown?
I would definitely say, I think it's one is the fact that I travel a lot and I'm never at home. And so all the work that I kind of do abroad, kind of cooking a Taste of Dubai, Taste of London, being part of Eat Forum, has kind of stopped, you know. But thank God for online and being able to connect with people from around the world digitally and still feel somewhat connected, you know. That has changed a lot. And I think in terms of brand Lorna, I'm kind of thinking more about, okay, how do we readjust? How do we reposition ourselves so that we're still a strong food, African food brand? You might not be able to travel, but perhaps there are other ways where people can still feel that they have a touch of you or a piece of you in their kitchen or in their homes. So I think it's a lot of shift, game, gear, change, move, twist. I always see, funny enough though, I always say, because I used to be a ballet dancer, the first black ballet dancer of color in South Africa, and I always say, when people ask, like, you know, how do you juggle life? And I always say it's a different dance movement. So sometimes it's a crump, you know, you gotta put your back into it. Sometimes it's an adage and it's flowing and it's beautiful. Sometimes, you know, it's a samba. You have to be on your toes and keep moving fast. And so this is just another musical rhythm, you know, that Lorna just needs to adjust to and move around and find a swag that fits the season, if that makes sense.
You're doing very well. Have you made any new discoveries about yourself while in isolation?
I think the biggest thing is how powerful the mind is. I thought I was, you know, one of those, like, power to the mind, I'm able to do all things, but like how I'm able to literally flip and, you know, go from feeling really, really low and like feeling like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen, panicking, to actually realizing that a lot of the things that we do in life are decisions. It's a decision, for example, to get up in the morning, even more so when you don't have to go to a meeting or you don't have to shoot something, or, you know, where you're making the decision to get up and do something. It's a decision to, let's say, love somebody. You know, it's not a feeling. It's not a, today, you know, I feel like this. I'm going to, you know, it has nothing to do with feelings. Life has nothing to do with feelings. And I now realize that the most successful people are successful because they made a decision to be successful. It wasn't this. Yeah. And then they were blessed or lucky enough to then, from those decisions, hit a beautiful sweet spot where an opportunity opens. But they made a decision every day to get up, to do something, to make something of their lives. It's not luck, it's not a feeling, it's not a by and by, it's a decision. You decide to be successful and you make the choice and the right choices towards that. And I think that's the biggest thing that I've realized during this time, that your mind is something else. You kind of have to leave your feelings aside and go by the decisions you make, you know?
That's incredible. What are some of the superfoods you recommend people eat more of at this time to stay healthy?
I would say I'm all about sustainability. Obviously, now it's a little bit tricky, but I think the most important thing is to be creative in the kitchen with things that you necessarily did not enjoy or like. This is the, you know, I wasn't a big legume person, but here, you know, I am going within and trying to find interesting ways to cook these dishes in a way that my palate loves and enjoys. You know, I'm not a big person on chickpeas, but you know, actually in my cookbook I have a chickpea recipe where you take chickpeas, use the brine from the chickpeas to make a mayonnaise, which is super simple, and then take the chickpeas, put paprika or cayenne, salt and pepper, and put them in the oven and grill those, and those become a beautiful snack as opposed to having chips, you know. And so it's about finding creative ways of the food that your parents forced you to eat and you don't want to eat. It's about, you know, customizing your palate to enjoying them in a different way, in a way that your palate loves and enjoys.
Speaking of parents, that leads me to my next question. What's the one meal that always reminds you of your childhood?
I would definitely say my mom used to make this chicken dish with like a carrot salad thing. I actually have it in my cookbook, Celebrate with Lorna Maseko, and it's basically like she marinates the chicken in a couple of herbs and spices, and then she puts mayonnaise and tomato sauce as a marinade of sort, and then she kind of puts that in the oven, and it's literally magic and sweetness and just saltiness and just lushness and just juiciness on the plate that just reminisces of home and makes me miss my mom even more. But it's that's definitely the dish that reminds me of home.
Oh, bless. Yeah. What do you find is the most challenging aspect of your work?
The most challenging aspect, I would say, on a personal note, always trying to be the best. You know, always wanting more. Always. It's not a challenge, actually. I guess it's like a reward. It's like a double-edged sword, actually. You know, it could work either way, or you know, it could work negatively. But I think it's constantly wanting to be the best and not being content with just average. I think that's challenging because some people are okay with just being average, and I never want to surround myself with mediocrity or people that don't put effort into anything, or laziness. Sometimes it could feel like I'm being completely contrived. And yet I think it has a lot to do how I see my brand, who I am as a person. Does it reflect? Does it resonate? And kind of making it work from there.
Oh, fantastic. So what is the one tip you would give our readers going through isolation and the lockdown? What's the one tip you would give them?
I would honestly say take one day at a time, you know, like, you know, to start thinking about tomorrow and the next day and 20 days, you're going to drive yourself insane. And what has worked for me is if on that day I don't really feel like washing dishes, I'm not washing dishes. Like if on that day I don't feel like I'm not doing it. And then on the positive days where I feel strong and able, like I'm a beast, you know, and I go hard and I write proposals and I'm like, wow, that's a good day. And I feel like I've got it in control. And then I hear some other punk story that's like, oh, this might change, or this contract stop because of XYZ, and I feel completely defeated again. Like, oh, what? I thought I had this thing under control. And, you know, I think take each day as it comes and, you know, and pray and trust God. And, you know, nothing is in our hands. And you know, you've got to just take it a day at a time. And I think that's what's worked for me. Some days, you know, I literally look at myself and go, what am I going to cook? And cook probably the most disgustingest dish, or the most simplest. Well, I think it's disgusting. It probably isn't that bad. Yeah. But like, you know, some days I feel like superwoman and I'm doing some phenomenal stuff. And I think that's, it's teaching me to know more about who I am, you know, And how powerful my mind and my ability to make things happen is. And I'm relentless, you know. I will try and keep trying until I have no blood in my veins. I will keep going for as long as I can. And so I would definitely say take each day as it comes. On the days you feel powerful and strong, put on some makeup, put on a lash, honey, put on a wig, you know, and conquer that day in your lounge, you know, or office or wherever. And on days that you don't feel okay, it's okay. You know, it's okay to even shut down your phone and get off social media and do other things. You know, I've started reading Becoming by Michelle Obama. I would have never read that book.
Oh, such a great book.
Yeah. If there wasn't a lockdown, I probably would have just watched it on Netflix because it's easier, right? And I'm like, I'm trying to get more juice. I'll still watch it on Netflix. Don't get me twisted, but it's like let me finish the book and get her feel on it and see how it was translated into a docuseries. So
such a fantastic attitude, Lorna. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been absolutely amazing.
So, readers, we have an amazing prize from Lorna right now. She's going to tell you more about it.
So, guys, for whoever's listening to this podcast, I'm going to give away 5 copies of my cookbook, Celebrate with Lorna. I'm sure you'll be told what you need to do to win the prize, but it's a beautiful book. It's a love letter from me to you. Some of my favorite recipes, my childhood, how I grew up in one of the poorest townships in South Africa to being an award-winning cookbook author. Who knew? And I hope you love it as much as I enjoyed putting it together.
Thank you so much, Lorna. We totally appreciate you. Love your brand. Keep doing what you're doing. Again, guys, stay home, stay safe, and stay connected.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of the Stay at Home series. Get your hands on the latest copy of Chic magazine by heading over to iamchic.com/buy. Follow us on all social at Chic magazine and read our digital magazine at iamchic.com. You can also find out all the reliable information you need about staying safe during the COVID-19 pandemic on who.int. We'll see you next time.